Fish produces a toxic venom which causes profound pain, followed by tissue death in its victims. But according to scientists at Sao Paulo's Butantan Institute, the Nikim isn't all bad. The researchers, led by Monica Lopez Ferreira, say the fish's venom also contains chemical compounds with extremely powerful anti-inflammatory properties. Ferreira says tests on laboratory mice have proven that the compounds are ideal for treating the symptoms of asthma, a chronic, sometimes fatal disease of the lungs, which constricts the airways, causing shortness of breath. Ferreira and her colleagues are using the fish venom compounds in a new drug she says is superior to those currently available.
In the first place, I would say the new drug has the same or even a greater strength than existing asthma drugs. Secondly, it does not have any side effects.
In commonly prescribed steroid-based drugs, those side effects often include nausea, high blood pressure, and appetite loss, and patients can't use the drugs continuously. Ferreira says that's not the case with the new treatment. The drug she has developed is a synthetic and mass-producible version of the compounds found naturally in the fish. And while the Institute has secured a patent, Ferreira says the process of getting the new drug to market has only just begun.
We have completed the entire scientific process, the part which was the responsibility of the researchers. Now, a lot more investments will be necessary, large financial investments, in order for this drug to be produced on a larger scale.
Ferreira estimates the process will take about 3 years, eventually helping asthma sufferers and the Nikim Fisher's reputation. Rob Muir, Reuters.